East Coast FM's Cope with Hope.
Indeed, it's Cope with Hope, and Mae Quaid from the Older Persons Council in Wicklow is here with advice for the week ahead. Good morning, Mae.
Morning, Declan. How are you?
How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. I went to Wexford yesterday to see my brother and sister-in-law that I haven't seen since last August. So we had
fantastic.
A lovely day down there. But I didn't realise I had to drive back because your man had a few glasses of wine, you see. So I drove back and I just said to myself, God, I'm so tired. I really was tired after driving, and I'd be used to driving now. But
yeah.
It was lovely to go down there and just sit and talk. We talked non-stop from 2 o'clock till 8:30.
But you have a lot of catching up to do, and it's not the same with technology. I mean, it's the real thing is sitting in front of somebody.
Yeah, it was great, and they all had a few drinks, and we had a lovely dinner, and it was so pleasant. And, you know, I think we've all aged about 20 years anyway. I just said, God, I wonder what they think of me now, because my hair is silver instead of blonde. But sure, look at Declan. Isn't it great that we're all still around and that none of us have suffered the COVID or anything like that? And we've all had our vaccinations. And I'm going to Kildare Village this afternoon to have a little potter around. I am.
Have you no decent shoes or something? Is that the idea?
Oh, well, we won't talk about that. I was in a shoe shop again the other day. I'm very bad. No, but they're for next winter. I need them, you know.
So of course.
You know yourself.
Yeah. Well, what about the fashion? They might go out of fashion. It might be a different style next year.
Oh, that wouldn't worry me in the slightest, I can assure you. I mean, who's going to be looking at my feet anyway? Oh. And I mean, I rang the doctors this morning for an appointment for my husband, and she said to me, would he be able for the stairs? And I thought, jeez, Mary and Joseph, what are you talking about? You know, instead of saying to me, well, the doctor is upstairs this week, you know what I mean? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Would he be able for the stairs? I thought your man was going to explode here, but anyway, he is able for the stairs.
Awkwardly put, that's it. Looking after the interest, but not very tactful about it, that's it.
I thought so. Yeah. And Declan, what do you think of all the crowds in Dublin at the weekend? I told you, they're very bold.
Only a minority are very bold. Most people are grand.
Ah, they are. I mean, we passed several little villages going down yesterday, and, you know, the pubs were open and people were sitting outside, you know, eating and drinking. And I just said, oh, God, isn't it so normal to see that? It's lovely. You know, and it wasn't a great day now, weather-wise, but it was just nice to see sort of people out there socialising and having a good time. So, you know, also
a bit of a laugh and a bit of fun.
Exactly, a bit of fun. So there you
go. Listen, what have you got for us? I believe there's a care and repair service in Bray. Is that for people or for something else?
It's for older people. It's providing help with odd jobs to older people. This has been rolled
very
out.
Good.
Yeah, it's been rolled out by Bray Partnership, and the service will cover Bray and North Wicklow areas and aims to support older and vulnerable people to remain in their own homes and live as independently as possible by improving their housing conditions and making their homes more comfortable. With this service, you just have to pay for the materials that are used, you know, that are required for the job. And details on how you can avail of this service, you call them on 01-286-6080. Our email, james@brayareapartnership.ie.
James at Bray Area Partnership. I've heard about this before, May. And
yes.
Somebody was telling me about it, and it was in the Dunleary area that there was some similar service. And there were people at home, and a light had blown, a light bulb or something, and they could get the light bulb in the shop and all that, and they brought it home, but they couldn't reach where it was or anything like that. And it was making their life miserable. And they said, do you know anybody who just change a light bulb for me? Because it would make a huge difference. And, I mean, that's a small job. And other things go as well, you know, in the house that need to be. And it's not like you get a big tradesperson in to do it all. It's just somebody to make that small difference. It's a great, fantastic service that's there. And I'm delighted to hear that it's coming to Bray. Care and Repair.
Care and Repair. It's called CARA, C-A-R-A, Care and Repair. So there you go.
Excellent.
And I think that's wonderful. Yeah, it is. And for North Wicklow as well. So maybe somebody will think about it here in the West and we get some, because there's an awful lot of isolated people over here as well. You know what I mean? In some of the tiny villages and towns and that. It would be lovely if it was rolled out over in West Wicklow. So maybe the partnership down in Arklow will have a look at that for us. So I must give them a ring about
okay.
that.
Okay.
Okay.
Men's Health Week. Let's worry about the men.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, men, like my fella going to the doctor today, I had to make the appointment. He wouldn't think of it in a fit. So, you know, he'd be giving out about what was wrong with him, but he wouldn't go to the doctor or anywhere else for that matter. So there's a Men's Health Week. It's the 14th. It's Monday the 14th to Sunday the 20th of June. And you can find out about this on, I have to read this out, https://www.inhfi.org. So I think if you got Claire to take that down and if you
could ring
up, that'd
be a great idea. There's a lot of numbers and strokes and things like that.
And I tell you what I could do. I could send this, I'll text it to Claire and she can, if people ring up, she can tell them that. And one of the events is the How of Men's Health, and that will take place on Wednesday the 16th of June from noon to 1:15. And, you know, there's a registration for a webinar, so I will send all those details to Claire if people want them, because reading them out, I'm sure people wouldn't understand half of them anyway. But I think it's a good idea that men need to have this kind of thing, because they don't talk about their health, and they might to their wives maybe be moaning about what was wrong with them, but they don't do anything about it. So it's
they're not
maybe
proactive
be nice.
About it. Yeah,
exactly. So
go out and do something. We'll remind people next week as well, because it goes into next week.
Yeah, that would be great.
Your active retirement AGM on June the 9th, which is
tomorrow, at 11 o'clock. And this is a virtual meeting, and it will be lovely to see many people from the groups on that tomorrow. And good luck to everybody. There's going to be an election for a vice president and for people for the board. So good luck to all the people that are going on that. And I'm not doing any of that anymore. I've given up all that stuff. But anyway, and my tip for the week, if that's all right, that you can go out and enjoy outdoor dining, give a call to somebody, to a friend or a relative you haven't seen for a long time, and go and have a coffee or a tea or even a meal outside and have a good old chat as to how we're all doing at the moment, and support all those businesses who have suffered so much during this pandemic. So I think it'll be lovely. And if the weather, they're saying that it's going to be 24 degrees on Thursday, so there's an ideal day now to go out and have a cup of tea or a coffee somewhere and sit down and have a good old natter with a friend or somebody who's very lonely or who's been in isolation and maybe afraid to go out, Declan. There's a lot of that still out there. And if people were to go out and sit down and have a chat, it'd be lovely. And should I leave and lend them Archie if they want to take him for a walk?
How's he getting on? All right.
Oh dear God, he's desperate. I'm getting him trained at the moment because he's the size of a small donkey at the minute, and I bring treats out with me, and I make him walk beside me. He's more interested in the treats and whatever. But he's a lovely dog, and I wouldn't have got through the pandemic without him. Do you know that? Because he's focused my attention on everything, and I spend my life hoovering up his hair, and I'd be giving out about that normally, but you look, it's only a house, Declan, and to be here after me, so what the hell. And he's just a lovely boy. and I must bring him over to meet you sometime.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When we get out of the madness. So I'd love to meet Archie.
Oh, well,
listen,
go.
May, thank you for that. The All care right. and repair service, by the way, that's the Bray Area Partnership. We must have talked to them. We've got a texter wondering, do they do gardening jobs? I wouldn't say they do, Dermot Gavin jobs, but I think they'd probably do little bits and pieces around your garden, and they'd be delighted to do it. But
and
we'll find out that about the service.
Okay. All right, Declan, and you have the phone number, and I'll send Claire the other numbers for the Men's Health Week. Okay? And anyway, good to talk to you as usual, and thank you,
you
very
too,
much,
mate.
Declan. Okay, thank
Take
you.
Take care now, mate. Bye-bye.
And you too.
That's May Quaid there from the Older Persons Council in Wicklow with advice for the week ahead. So we'll find out more about the care and repair service. It sounds very good for those people who might need a service like that. Something very small, and the thought of going and getting a big contractor in to do something like change a light bulb or whatever, that doesn't really work out. But there might be somebody in the community that is lending a hand, volunteering to do this to help people who might just need a little bit of a